and thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Peak. And yeah, we're getting into March Madness now. We got full basketball going on with the men's team now entering into the tournaments for their division. I am in South Carolina, so I follow South Carolina basketball. The men's team beat Arkansas yesterday, and today they play Auburn at 3:30 p.m. Should be pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Not sure when the women's brackets start for the tournament, but I'll be watching that as well as soon as it starts playing, because I'm anticipating a South Carolina versus Iowa in the final two. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm hopeful it will happen, because I would love to see Caitlin Clark and Iowa challenge the Gamecocks. Of course, I am a South Carolina Gamecocks fan, a huge Dawn Staley fan, and I'm also a Caitlin Clark fan. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have paid attention to the news here lately, but over the last few years, there's been a push for Congress and government to, for some reason, target TikTok. And there's been a lot of people after TikTok. And similarly, they were sort of trying to poke holes at Twitter once Elon Musk bought it. But here's the thing. These social media platforms really are set up on algorithms, are set up for your entertainment, are set up for our entertainment, just like YouTube, just like Facebook, just like everything else. And yeah, social media can be used to sort of steer a popular opinion, as we've seen in lawsuits with Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has been in a lot of trouble because he set up a paradigm where they were really trying to promote one political party more than another. They were trying to steer information about a certain medical thing that happened in the world to fit the narrative of what they wanted. And yeah, there was a lot of misinformation that was tossed around. Now, as a fan of TikTok, I can tell you that it is one of my favorite platforms to watch things happen and watch people and watch comedians. It's been in the news lately because I guess Congress has made some declaration that TikTok is supposed to be dangerous because they still believe that it's owned by China, even though it's been proven in Congress that it's not owned by China. Matter of fact, they spent over $1.8 billion moving all of their servers to Texas, and everything is run from Americans in Texas that run TikTok. They use Oracle software, which everybody in the world that has any kind of advanced computer AI platform uses Oracle software. And yet still, they're trying to ban TikTok as an app on people's phones. They're going to try to remove an app on your phone. Congress is going to make a big push to try to remove something that they don't even understand what it is. We have a nursing home full of people that are making decisions that have no idea how social media works, what it does, how it's influenced, how it's used, how it's enjoyed. And this is a stepping stone of them taking away your liberties, our liberties. It's going to be weird that this could end up being the Tea Party version of you've gone one step too far, of the people saying, all right, government, this is a bit much. I mean, every time I hear stuff like this, I'm just thankful that there's people like Robert Kennedy Jr. running for president who is talking about this on all of his platforms and saying, you know, this is not right. This is silly. This is people out of touch trying to make decisions about people's lives where they don't understand the facts because they can't even understand how the internet works within their own home, let alone how that works on their phone. And if you hear the testimonials of the court cases, they're surprised how algorithms work because they say the most ludicrous stuff that comes up on their timeline. And it's like, yeah, this is the stuff you search. That's why it's on your timeline. But speaking of which, I have come across somebody who I want to talk about. I don't know her. Her name is Meg Reilly, R-E-I-L-Y. And she does a lot of comedians. I guess you call it comedian karaoke, sort of. Comedian voiceovers, comedian act outs. It's just her a lot of times just interacting with the camera and like doing some comedians acts as if their voice in the background and she's sort of mouthing the words. And if there's multiple characters, she's doing all the characters. She's hilarious. I came across her doing one of Steve Trevino. I recognized his voice right away. I'm a big Steve Trevino comedy fan, and he has a new special on Netflix called Simple Man. And she apparently has done some really good act outs of some of his stuff. And in turn, it's kind of made people more relative to his comedy. And so he wanted to recognize her, and he brought her on stage at an event that he did live and introduced her to the crowd and said, you know, I want to do something as a partner with her. We're going to give her some content early before the premiere of my new Netflix special comes out, Simple Man. And you guys can see that before it hits Netflix. And she's got a couple on there. One of them is about containers and how his wife loves containers. And it's hilarious how she organizes everything in containers and just loves it. And just also makes herself crazy with this thing. And I watched Steve Trevino's comedy special one morning before work. And I was laughing so loud, I thought my wife was going to come out of the bathroom and be like, what are you laughing at? I mean, it was good. It's one of the better comedy shows I've seen this year. I noticed that with Steve, a lot of his comedy is about him and his wife and our kids and his mother and his father. And it's very family related. And if you look at the crowd of people that are in his audience, it's not just guys. It's not just women. It's not young people. It's not old people. It's just couples, a lot of couples. And it's all relatable to everybody. That's why they're there. This is a good date night comedy special to go to. If you see Steve Trevino coming anywhere in your area, go check him out. If you're cruising around TikTok and want to see something funny, check out Meg Reilly. She's got a few of his act outs on there. I came across her doing one of Bert Kreischer years ago. Hilarious. Just she's so funny. But yeah, Steve Trevino is killing it. I'm so impressed. Check it out. It's on Netflix. It came out this past week. All right. And also on Netflix, because I was kind of, you know, this is the stuff I heard. I'm trying to tell you about some stuff I heard. Millie Bobby Brown has kind of hit the scene, of course, with Stranger Things. She plays Elle. And then she came out with the Enola Holmes series. She's supposed to be Sherlock Holmes's niece. Or sister or something. I don't know. I've watched the show. I don't know her relationship with him. I forget. But she's great. She's a great actress. She has a new movie on Netflix called Damsel. Now, this is cool because she sort of narrates the beginning where she's talking about every fairy tale has, you know, a princess and she has to be saved. And she's like, but what if the fairy tale isn't real or something like that? And basically, she's a damsel in distress, but is put there because of a bad situation and gets her own self out of the situation. Because, you know, why not? I like this female empowerment stuff. I like these strong female lead characters like her of going, okay, I got to figure it out. I mean, because that's real. That's real to life now. I mean, years ago, it was always, oh, the woman's helpless and she can't do anything for herself. And I didn't grow up in that environment. I grew up with a strong mother who was willing to overcome all obstacles, no matter what people said, almost in spite of the fact that people would say, you can't do that because you're just a girl. Or they would say, you can't do that because you're just a nurse. You can't do that. You don't have enough education. And every step of the way, she went, oh, yeah, watch me. And that became like a binding characteristic of things that I was impressed with. I was impressed with people who didn't take their limitations that were placed upon them by other people's conception. People who challenged the status quo, people who surprised you with their intelligence or their physical ability or their ability to pay attention and thrive in very tough situations. You know, I sort of found that within myself growing up. I didn't feel like I was exceptionally gifted in any kind of sport. I knew that I wasn't tall. I knew that I wasn't super coordinated. I had friends that were more charismatic than I was. But something happened about the time that I went into the Marine Corps that I realized what I had was this almost ancestral desire to push forward no matter what the obstacle was. And I knew that even though I knew my limitations, I had the ability to push past whatever my other limitations were. I could outwork people. I could out-try. I know that sounds weird, but when you are faced with your toughest moments, sometimes the thing you can do that no one else can do is try. Because there's a lot of people who just give up. There's a lot of people who just say, that's it, I can't do this. I can't overcome this obstacle. I can't slay that dragon that's coming after me. I can't run fast enough. I can't hide. I can't fight back. I can't. You can. We all can. The question is if you have the fortitude within your heart to knuckle down and say, I can and I will, and watch me. So I really liked Damsel on Netflix. I thought it was great. The voice actor that's playing the dragon, yes, the dragon does speak because that's, you know, what you do now, right? The voice actress who is the voice of the dragon is, I can't pronounce her name, but she's in everything. Shohreh. How do you pronounce that? Shohreh. I'm going to murder that. That's just awful. I'm so sorry. She's an actress. Okay. She's in all kinds of things. I can't even pronounce her last name either. She's an Iranian actress. She's 71 years old. She's been in tons and tons of things. As if you look up the cast of Damsel, you're going to be like, oh, I know that lady. She's in all kinds of stuff. Cause she is, on, was it The Expanse? She's like one of the main characters. She does several voices for things now. She was one of the voices in Arcane, which I really, really liked. She's won Emmy Awards, Satellite Awards. I don't know what a Satellite Award is. Academy Awards. Been nominated for Academy Awards. Yeah, super impressive lady. But one of the guys in this show playing her dad is Ray Winston. And I was like, wait a second. Is that Ray Winston? Because he's got long hair in this. But you hear his voice and right away you're like, I've seen this guy and stuff. I know who that is. Who is that? And I couldn't place it until I Googled it. And the reason that Ray Winston is important for this is because there's another show on Netflix where Ray Winston is in it. And he is one of the star characters in it. It's called The Gentleman. Okay. If you guys have seen this advertised, the photo for their promo looks really impressive. It's a bunch of really well-dressed people, sort of all posing in around this one guy. Theo James plays the gentleman. And I didn't know what I'd seen him in before. I had to look it up, but he's in all the Inception movies. He's the guy. he has a cast of people around him where there's no flaw in any character. Every character in this is super impressive with the way they portray their character. There's multiple bad guys. Let me give you the rundown of what The Gentleman is, okay? It says, when an aristocrat, Eddie, inherits the family estate, he discovers that it's home to an enormous weed empire and its proprietors aren't going anywhere, okay? So it starts off literally, he's working as like a soldier for the UN and some guy drives up and tell him that his father has died or is dying, is going to die. And so he shows up and talks to him and then his dad dies. And Eddie is not the oldest of the family. And apparently they have some aristocratic roots. So there's a title and land and all kinds of stuff established with this role of inheriting whatever it is. And the older brother doesn't get it. It goes to Eddie. And you quickly find out why Eddie didn't get it, or the older brother, Freddie, didn't get it. Freddie's a mess. But the story takes off in such a hurry. Guy Ritchie directed this show. It's on Netflix. It's fantastic. If you're offended easily by words, don't watch it, because there's a lot of language in this. There's also some blood, because it is a gangster type show. But I kept thinking as I'm watching this, like, it's been a while since we've had just a really good drama. And this is a drama. Like, this is, there's a lot of dialogue in this where the dialogue is the important part, not the super flashy action or the craziness, which there is that in this. I mean, Guy Ritchie directed it, so there's a whole lot of what you would think Guy Ritchie brings to the table. But really good dialogue too. It just embodied the title, The Gentleman, because there's moments where I'm thinking, okay, wait a second, is Susie Glass the gentleman? Is Giancarlo Esposito the gentleman? Is Vinnie Jones or Jeffrey Saccombe, is Jeffrey the gentleman? They're all the gentlemen. That's the thing. Every character in this is playing this part of super classy, except for Eddie. I mean, except for Freddie. Freddie's a mess. Freddie's learning to be a gentleman. Everyone else, though, is trying to be as classy as they can while they're navigating the chaos of life. And there's a lot in the way. There's a lot in the way. As you would imagine, if you inherited some land and found out that there was an entire weed operation right underneath your manor. So, yeah. Ray Winston, phenomenal performance in this. He is a juggernaut actor. He's always known as being this really tough guy in movies. And, you know, he's 67 now, so he's more of an established name and face and voice. And so when he's on the screen, he sort of commands attention. And everybody in this is fantastic. I was blown away by the show. I didn't think I was going to like it. I saw the preview. I was like, what is this? Is this something? I don't even know what this is. I guess I'll watch it. It keeps getting to be number one. You know, it's like, it's the second week here. It's still number one. Might as well see what it's about. Maybe I'll just hit play. And if I don't like it, I'll stop it. Amazing. Just amazing. I was blown away from beginning to end. There were no dull moments. There were no bad characters. Every actor in this was amazing. The story was amazing. It had lots of plot twists, lots of surprises, lots of beautiful costumes. I know this is going to sound weird because, I mean, I don't really usually talk about costumes, but the way they dressed was super impressive. I mean, it just oozed character. Even from the gypsies that appeared in the show, all of the costumes from all of the people just fit them perfectly, and with their character helped develop them to who they were on the screen. I'll be surprised if this doesn't earn a lot of awards, even though it's sort of an action mobster type show. This is super impressive, and it's hard to watch this and not think, oh yeah, these are just actors. Like, you really buy into these people being exactly like this. So yeah, super impressed. Go check it out. The Gentleman. It's on Netflix. Guy Ritchie directed it, created it, whatever. Pretty impressive. All right. And then what else have I got? Oh, The Tourist. Season 2 of The Tourist. Or as I like to call it, Christian Grey Goes Abroad. the actor who played Christian Grey, Jamie Dornan, first season, he's in Australia. He gets into a car wreck. He doesn't have any memory who he is. Come to find out, he's a bad guy, but he's sort of a good guy. He's a good guy who did some bad things, and you want to like him because because he seems like he's just lost and trying to figure this out. In a way, he's sort of acting as the narrator to you. He's narrating your vision of what you see because he doesn't know anything and you're learning as he learns. But as you learn and as you start to like this guy, kind of like Breaking Bad, you end up liking the guy that you turns out to be kind of a bad guy. And he has a friendship that turns into a relationship with the woman on the show, Helen Chambers. Her real name is Danielle McDonald. I love her. She's awesome. She was the main actress in Dumplin'. She's a great actress, but they're very charismatic together. She's very believable in every role she does. I mean, I've watched her in a few things now, and everything I've seen her in, she's great. But together, they're awesome. So first season, they're in Australia. Second season, they're in Ireland. So basically, you could just say Christian Grey now is in Ireland, and then the show happens. The show is okay. I mean, the writing's okay. The acting, Other than her, I mean, Jamie's sort of okay, but you never forget that he's the guy that played Christian Grey. I mean, he just doesn't move the needle past, hey, I'm the handsome guy on the screen, and I do a lot of posing and thoughtful off looks into the distance. But meanwhile, Danielle's like running the show because she is all over the place, commanding attention and driving the story forward. And I don't know. It's good. It's good, I guess. It's got a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, so apparently people love it. I'm not those people, but hey, I'm glad it's succeeding. I'm glad that they're all working, and I will definitely watch more of the seasons because it hasn't run me off. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't give it a 96%, but hey, I'm still a fan. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I got up early this morning at 4 a.m. I've kind of been awake since, drifting off to sleep and back and forth and all that stuff. And I have the day off today because I've got some stuff I got to do. And I figured, hey, I'll do a podcast. Why not? Just hang out with you guys, talk a little bit, share some secrets and whatnot. But I found myself going back this morning and pulling up TikTok and watching Steve Trevino tell his stories about containers and his wife, you know, hoarding stuff and him taking it to Goodwill. And he's got a great comedy special. You got to check it out. It's called Simple Man. Again, Steve Trevino, check it out. Okay, that's all I got. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, share this with your friends. And if you want to be part of the podcast, let me know. If there's a show I need to check out, let me know. And as always, cue the cow.
Cue the cow. Moo, baby.